This is the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, and I'm your host, Lucretia Thomas. On this podcast, we encourage, celebrate, and share stories from female founders that push you to stop playing it safe, build that business, and keep going. So if you're ready, let's hear the truth from the women behind the hustle. This podcast episode is brought to you by Flowdesk. You know how everyone tells you that the money's in the list, but nobody really tells you how to create the list? I tried MailChimp, ConvertKit, and so many others until I found Flowdesk. Flowdesk has made it so easy to design very beautiful design emails with all of their great templates and custom options. If you want to try it out and create your list, you can click the link in our listeners' notes and get your free trial. And great, after the trial's over with, you'll get 50% off. And what I love the most compared to other brands is that your cost never increases based on the number of subscribers. So as your brand grows and your list grows, your price will not grow. Check it out. The link's in our bio. Now on to our episode. Hey guys, thanks so much for checking out the podcast today. So on today's episode, you guys said that you wanted to see and wanted to hear more strategy with creating your content. So this episode is all about hashtags. Hashtags are still on and popping. They are still working, but your strategy probably needs to change. Instagram has been changing so much, from the algorithm to the features. It's just constantly changing. They're constantly finding ways to reinvent themselves. And so just taking a clue from Instagram, maybe we need to be doing the same. So I know there was a big deal during the election season when Instagram kind of hid hashtags. Some people were saying that their posts weren't being seen at all, that they were being hidden. What I realized was that my content was not being seen at all. My business page content was not being seen at all. The analytics had dropped drastically. I use hashtags a lot to build my business community, to reach people that needed to see the content, and to make sure that my content got in front of the right eyes, right? So once I noticed that hashtags were being hidden on my recent posts, what I did was pivot. So instead of certain types of posts, I started focusing on creating more savable, shareable types of content and still using hashtags. And immediately, hashtags increased, okay? And my content was seen in front of more eyes. So I want to share with you guys today the things and the strategies that I use around my hashtag strategy. These are the same strategies that I've used on my page to grow my businesses, as well as on my clients' pages to grow their communities and grow their businesses. And I want to share that with you guys today. So kicking it off with figuring out the types of hashtags that you can use. So there's industry hashtags such as, Market Mondays. There is specific hashtags to your business. There is a location hashtag if you're performing a service, putting that general name and then putting your location afterward, like a hairstylist Chicago. There's community hashtags. That would be the particular hashtag that you use for your community. And then there's just like the one-off hashtags, which just kind of vary depending on the type of content that you're creating. So those are the types of hashtags. So what exactly are hashtags and why are they giving us the flux? Hashtags is the way that social media, with Instagram mainly, but also they're used on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest more so focused on SEO keywords, but occasionally I will see a hashtag or two. It's like a little search engine. It tells the social media platform the type of content that you're looking for and helps you get to it very specifically to that piece of content or content that's represented with that hashtag. So with Instagram, you're able to use up to 30 hashtags on each post and 10 hashtags per story. And you want to make sure that you're using the number that they give you and that they allow, because the more hashtags that you use, you're able to get seen more. But you do want to make sure that the hashtags make sense for the type of content that you're posting. Otherwise, it just kind of comes across like spam. So how do we find the right types of hashtags to use? There are quite a few different apps that you can use. You know, there's Later and Planoly. They both have hashtag capabilities to help you find hashtags for your content. They're also planning tools as well. So they have dual purpose there. There's SmartHash, Tag-O-Matic, Plan. Those all have hashtag capabilities to help you find. You also can use Instagram to help you find hashtags. If you type in an industry-specific hashtag, they'll help you find hashtags that are related to that when you scroll down. You also, I don't know if I mentioned this, you can use hashtags on TikTok as well. And so those are a couple different programs and apps that you can use to find the hashtags for your content. You also can do a SWOT analysis on your competitors and see what hashtags are people within my same business, same industry using on their content. Let me check these hashtags and see how they're performing. A tool that you can use to check that would be Ninjalytics. If you type in that particular profile, you can see exactly the hashtags that they're using and the results that they got from those hashtags. So that's a great app to use as well. So you want to use words when using hashtags. You want to use words that your ideal client is going to use. You want to appeal to their interests. And so you don't want to make it too technical. You want something where if I am searching for a product or looking for a service or a community or a quote, these would be the hashtags that we use. And that's what you want to use on your content when you're using hashtags. You don't want to use any of your industry words, because as a potential client or customer, I'm not looking for your industry words. I'm looking for very just basic, broad words, common language. So the next step is checking. Once you come up with your set of hashtags, and I suggest doing at least 1 to 3 different sets of hashtags based on your content buckets that you've created. We talked about content buckets on the last episode. If you haven't heard that, go back and listen to that. And so based on that content buckets that you have for your content on social media, you want to create specific hashtag sets for those content buckets. So once you have that in your hashtag sets, you want to check the analytics to make sure, are these hashtags working for me? So here's how you check the analytics to figure out if your hashtags are actually working for you, and also to see if this is a hashtag that you should continue to use. So when you search for the hashtag on whichever platform you're using, you want to see if it's Instagram, you can see exactly who's following it based upon your followers. If you click on your followers, you can see what hashtags they've chosen to follow. You also can click the hashtag and see the type of content that's being posted under that hashtag. Is this somewhere that you want your content to hang out? Does it make sense? You can look at the quantity of people who are using that particular hashtag set. Depending how big your page is, kind of determines the level of the hashtag users that you want to use. So I know definitely on TikTok and on Instagram, you can see how many times that hashtag has been used. So a lot of times people say stick with a hashtag that's not used a huge quantity of times, because it makes it harder for your content to be discovered on those platforms. So crazy thing with TikTok, it can be used billion, and you can see it's been used a billion times. So that may not be a hashtag that you want your content to live under. It may be harder to find it there. So I would say, especially with TikTok, I think you get on average, after you put your caption, you may be able to get 3 to 5 hashtags depending how long your caption is. TikTok captions are usually shorter. So I would say if you only get 3 to 5, maybe only use one that has a larger quantity, like within that billion, million range. But as the app becomes more popular, it's hard to find hashtags that aren't, you know, that are underneath millions because of the app being so popular. With Instagram, it's easier to find hashtags that are less than a million uses. So you want to get into those smaller set groups of the hashtags where you're using the ones that are within, you know, that are under 100,000, and then maybe use a few that are within the 100,000 to a million range, right? So making sure you have a good mix of hashtags. So that's how you figure out your analytics. After you've used the hashtags for a while, I would say monthly, you want to be checking your analytics. And underneath each post that is on Instagram, you can go and find out how many people found you based on this particular hashtag. That's going to be found underneath your insights. When you click there on each post, you go to insights and scroll down right when it says hashtags. It's going to show you how many people came across this piece of content based on the hashtags that you use. This number should be growing and increasing, right? So if you're noticing that it's decreasing or not a lot of people are finding you based on those hashtags, then it's time to go back to the drawing board and for the next month, choose a different set of hashtags to use for that particular piece of content. Sometimes I would say trash the whole list. Rarely I say trash the whole list. I usually like to mix and match. So maybe keep 10, and then get 20 more, or even 15 and 15, however you split that down. So you don't necessarily need to trash the whole list, but it'll be good to bring in some more, some fresh hashtags. All right, so a few things that you should know and maybe should not even do when using hashtags. So you don't want to use hashtags that have nothing to do with the piece of content that you're posting. Those will be flagged by Instagram as spam. As Instagram improves their technology and the algorithm, they're also able to see if you're using hashtags that make no sense for your content, and they're marking those things as spam. You may hear people talk about being shadow banned. Shadow banned is when your content is being hidden and not being seen by your community. This is why there is a large push to tell your community to turn on notifications so that anytime you post something, they get a notification that you've posted. A large part of that was due to people's content being shadow banned and not seen by their own followers. And so if that does happen to you, I usually suggest going from a business account to a personal account for a couple of days, not using hashtags at all. And then once you're noticing your content being seen again, switching back to a business account or beginning to use hashtags again. I know there's a couple lists out there and you're free to kind of Google those or go on Pinterest on the set types of hashtags that have been shadow banned. I don't know the accuracy of those lists, which is why I never really share that information or promote that type of information with saying this hashtag is definitely shadow banned. I don't know that for sure. But if that's something you want to look into to see if any particular hashtag that you're using may possibly be shadow banned based on these lists that other people have created, you can check that out. But I don't follow that too much. So a cool thing that Instagram also created was the ability to do SEO keyword search. So this is a game changer. So even if your hashtags may not be the perfect ones for your brand, you're now able, based on the caption that you're using for that piece of content, people can find your content. If you're going into the search bar, you can search for motivational content now without any hashtags. And Instagram's now going to find motivational content and posts that were posted. And that's based on what that person might have typed in their caption. So along with using great hashtags, you also want to make sure that your captions are on point, that they make sense for your content, that they're intriguing, that they're reeling people in. So those are all great ways to figure out a hashtag strategy, the tools that you can use to create the strategy, how to choose great hashtags to work with your content, and the hashtags that you probably should not be using if, you know, your content has nothing to do with that particular hashtag. Thanks so much for listening to the episode today. Be sure to check the listener notes so you can grab your free hashtag strategy guide with the 10 things you need to know about using hashtags for your content strategy. Until next week, hustle and grace.